Welcome, everybody, to the first episode of Imagine This. I'm your host, Jay Hill. I'm doing something a little bit different this time. I've got some inspirational stories to tell you folks out there. I love telling stories, so... Imagine This kind of came to me, probably a couple months ago. And I kind of wanted to just inspire people to think more positive about themselves. Excuse me. And, so... Without further ado, let's get going here. So, imagine this. Imagine one day you wake up and you get ready to go to work, and it's a normal day, the sun's shining. You know, you get ready for work, and you leave in the morning when the sun's out. And you feel like it's going to be a good day. So I go to work, and something was kind of gnawing at me a little bit when I got to work, and I couldn't put my finger on it, and it was really weird. And so I'm walking into my work, and out of nowhere, it was just like this voice in my ear that said, "I need you to pay attention today." And I'm like, okay. So I get to work, and it just... everything, you know, goes right, and everything's going good, and, you know, it's kind of a normal day, and I didn't know kind of what to expect, and I ran into some different people and had some really good conversations and whatnot. So during the day, I had posted something. I was selling one of my vehicles that I had, and it was on its last leg. The car would always die on me when I'd be driving it. Something wrong with the engine. There's just a whole list of things. And I wasn't asking a whole lot for it. I think it was about $1,000 or something. And so on my phone, this was probably 2006. No. 2007, 7 or 8. And so I got this message on my phone that somebody was interested in purchasing the vehicle or whatnot. And so the guy gave me his number, and I had called this guy. Let me backtrack. So when I was at work and I got this message and whatnot, I couldn't really do anything about it until I got home. So after work, and I'm still feeling like I should be paying attention to something. I don't know what it was, but then I got home and I decided to call this gentleman on his phone and try to make a deal for my vehicle. And the gentleman was super nice. I mean, don't get me wrong, he was a super nice guy, and he was trying to barter with me and trade. Here, I'll give you this. I got furniture you can have. I got, you know, I need I need a car and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I'm not really trading. I said, I'm trying to sell my vehicle so I could plate and update my other vehicle. And, you know, he was really reluctant to, you know, shell out any money because he really didn't have any. That I could tell that he was just basically looking to trade. And so at that moment, I got this, think about it, take a few minutes or whatnot and consider what this guy's offering, you know? And I really don't need this and I don't need that. And I was really just kind of put off on it a little bit, but then something told me just to wait. And so I said, okay. So I told him I would think about it and whatnot, and I would call him back. So I like to take naps in the afternoon after work, just because it's just, I get home early enough that I was able to do it at that time. And so I laid down and I thought, okay, I'll just kind of sleep on it for a few hours and then I'll call him back tonight and whatnot. So as I'm laying there and getting ready to fall asleep, that same voice that I heard this morning said, this is what you're going to do. You're going to give him your vehicle for nothing because he needs it. And you're going to give him some inspirational music because he's into music and it's going to help him. And at this point, I'm hearing this and I'm like, and it's a different feeling, you know, me being a Christian and me being who I am and a spiritual person and whatnot, I know what that voice sounds like and I know the feeling I get when I hear it. And it's a moving experience. So if you call it spirit, call it spirit, Holy Spirit, call it whatever you want, I know that it was from the Spirit. And I know that there was a point to this. And I had some other jewelry that I had, that crosses I didn't wear, you know, necklaces I didn't wear and whatnot, and some other things, and that I was to give him all of this stuff. And so instead of me laying down, I got up and I got the stuff ready and this and that. I called him back and, you know, not knowing his story, because I had not heard his side, his story of why he was in this position and kind of a desperate position, that I could sense in his voice that that's what it was. So I gathered all these things, got the title of the car, whatnot. And now, mind you, I did not feel it at all. Like, why am I doing this? The whole time I felt like this is something that I have to do. And I felt led to do so. And I didn't feel any qualms about it, any negativity or anything. It was just, this was just where in the, you know, in the middle of the day it was, or in the morning, or, let me rephrase that. In the beginning of the morning, I heard that voice that I need to pay attention today. And this is what I was doing. I was paying attention. So I call him back and I said, why don't you come check the car out and this and that, and we'll see if we can't work on something. So he stopped over. He didn't live too far from me. Stopped over. And it was a different feeling. I mean, the guy was covered, number one, in tattoos, which I have tattoos myself, but it wasn't that. He had some piercings and some tattoos and not what I was expecting. I asked him what his story was, and he proceeded to tell me that he got involved in drugs and he used to be a youth pastor, and that he got caught up in his past, kind of caught up with him, and he got it. You know, I think he did some jail time. He lost, I think, his girlfriend. He lost his family. He lost, you know, all because of drugs and alcohol or whatever it was. It's been a while and since I remember this story, but it always stuck with me. So he's telling me this, and I could mirror my lifestyle to his to a certain degree, so I could relate to that. Now, I'm kind of enthralled in listening to his story. And he said that he, you know, had to claw back to find his faith and to get where he needed to go. He kind of had lost everything. And he really wanted to get back into the ministry, wanted to get back into helping people again, and wanted to get away from these so-called demons that I know all too well of. And this is the moment that it hit me, that subtle voice in the morning said, I need you to pay attention today. And then when I heard the voice say, you're going to do this, 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 and this, and this, I knew that it was directly given from the Spirit that you're a brother in Christ, you need to help him. And I had no qualms about doing it at all. And so I wanted to kind of surprise him and say, okay. And he was like, I really, you know, kind of need this and this. And I said, here's the deal. I said, I know your side. I know your side of the story. I know that, you know, where you're coming from. I said, I can relate. And we kind of had that connection that I didn't know this guy from Adam, you know, and I felt that this was meant to be. And so I talked to him and we talked a little bit about our faith and this and that. And I could see that he had that yearning to go back to the Word and go back to the faith and go back to that love of Christ and the fellowship and the family. And I've experienced that. I still experience that to this day. But it's easy to get sidetracked. Now, before I tell you the conclusion of this story, I want you to know that I've struggled with my own addictions and my own issues throughout my entire life, back to when I was a teenager. So when I tell you that, you know, whatever addictions or whatever issues or problems you're having with addictions or alcoholism or whatever it is, there is always a door in front of you that you can walk through, that you can get help for. And there's always, always somebody on the other side that will help you. As long as you have those intentions that you want to change your life, that you want, that you don't want to do that old same thing again, you know. You know, somebody said insanity is doing the same thing every day and expecting a different result. You're not going to get that different result unless you take that moment to move forward through that door to get help and to understand that you're not alone in this. I am not a psychiatrist. I don't, you know what I mean? I can only speak of my own experiences and my own struggles. If you can relate to them, that's great. If you can't, just understand that everybody struggles at some point with something, whether it be addiction, whether it be addiction with video games or addictions with food or whatever. It's something that we all have to struggle through. We don't have to, but we choose to struggle through it because of the fact that we make that choice in doing that. I've made a lot of different choices in my life I'm not proud of, but they're all teachable moments. And I've had some great people to help me along that line. There's been some people that I truly have connected with, and I thought that I was going to be, they were going to be, you know, in my life forever, or that it was just going to be, you know, one of those things where I would never lose sight of that person. And they were only there for a small seat, a short season. And that sometimes is what it takes for some people that are going through tough times, no matter what it is, and your struggles, is that there's somebody always there. If you don't think that there's somebody, if you think that there's somebody that's not going to be there, more than likely that person will be there. You'd be surprised at some of the things that, of how spirit works and how it helps people, how spirit helps people to move away from what's ailing them. And I've experienced that. I've had the highs and the lows. I've experienced them. I'm not ashamed to say that I have had addictions and I've had to deal with them. And I've lost friends from them. I've lost family members from them. I've lost, you know, I've been homeless, you know, at one point in my lifetime. But I have to look back at those things and think, those were all teachable moments and learnable moments that I grew from. Would I want to go back and do that again? Absolutely not. But I can relate to other people's struggles in those certain situations. But I just wanted to put this out there because I'm telling you this story. This, imagine this story, is imagine helping somebody that you just met, that you had this strong desire to basically hug this person and tell them that it was okay. And that's the way I felt. And so, anyways, back to the story. When he was done telling me his story, and we were kind of chit-chatting back and forth with this, I basically just said, okay, here. I handed him some CDs I had. This was a while ago. Some CDs I had of some inspirational music, and I said some Bible passages, and I also had some jewelry for him, and I handed him the title to the car. And he says, what? He says, so do you want this? I said, I don't want anything from you. He said, what? I said, no, I don't want anything from you. The only thing I want is to be able to give this to you so that you can take that step through that door. And the of course, he's this man with the piercing and the tattoo started crying. And I was like, and I'm emotional as well. And I'm like, he says, I don't know what to say. I said, you don't really have to say anything. He says, why are you doing this? And I said, because this is what Spirit led me to do. I said, I'm a man of faith. And I said, I know that when God, Spirit speaks to me, I got to pay attention. And he knew exactly what I was talking about. And he had just had an awakening himself that he was going to get help from somebody. You know what I mean? That he was not expecting it, or, you know, but it's kind of like he was wishing it, you know what I mean, from what I can remember. But he knew that I was the person that he contacted was the right person to contact. Now, I don't take credit for any of this. People would have said, why did you just give him all that stuff? And why did you could have made some money off the vehicle. And I'm like, here's the thing. When Spirit talks to you and is kind of stern about what you need to do or what you should do, especially if you're in faith and you are chosen, you are the one that, you know, one of God's chosen, that, you know, that the Spirit's that talks to you. I do believe that we're all chosen. But it's up to us to make sure that we implement that plan to continue to help people. You know, we want to grow. We want to help people. I want to be able to help and inspire people as much as I can. So with this moment, with this gentleman, he was beside himself. And I wasn't taking any credit for that. I said, this isn't me. I said, I would have normally tried to sell the vehicle so that I could get the money and that, you know, this and that. And now, on a side note, come to find out that I had enough money to fix up and put plates on my car. I didn't need that extra. That was just extra money. So it went to where it was supposed to, the stuff that I had, the vehicle and whatnot. Now, I told him, this is the funny part of the story. I told him, I said, it's not a great car. He says, oh, I don't care. I said, no, you're going to care. I said, because it dies on me all the time. I said, I can't even get maybe down to the bottom of the block with the stop sign before it dying. He lived across town, but he was still close enough. And so we said our goodbyes and I said, you know, you're welcome. And he was, you know, just thanking me over and over. And I said, you know, just make sure that you take that step through that door to get to recovery, to get back into your faith and get back into the things that, you know, makes you stronger in your faith. And he said, I will. And so I gave it to him and he left. Now, I was expecting, I said, if you have any problems, call me. I'll try to help you. You know, if the car dies or whatever, I'll kind of, there's a trick to doing this. And he says, I don't think it's going to be a problem. I said, oh, I don't think it's going to be a big problem, but I'm just telling you, it does drive, but every once in a while it will shut off. And lately it's been doing it a lot more. So I think the next day, I called him up because I wanted to know about the car because I was worried about the car. He said, I drove it all the way home. I didn't have one problem with it. It drove really good. It was comfortable. It got me where I need to go. It hasn't died on me yet. And that's all I needed. I was like, okay. So was it a supernatural thing that this happened that I had this vehicle and it was dying on me. I needed to get rid of it. And then I needed to use the money for my other vehicle. Or was that spirit involved? I mean, was that God involved? You know what I mean? So I wonder about that, but I know that story and that moment in my lifetime that I had no regrets. No, I wasn't like, oh my God, what did I just do? I didn't, not one iota. I just felt like this is what was supposed to be and this is the way it is. And everything worked out. So I know that there's more things, the spiritual world is more out there than a lot of people realize, you know, and I think that, you know, me telling you guys this story is really important for me to get it out there to let you know that even when you're in your lowest or you think or you feel you're in your lowest, you can rise above it. And I want you to remember something too. You know, I do a lot of different podcasts and I talk about a lot of different things spiritually and this and that. But I wanted to be able to share this story on this show, Imagine This, because of the fact that I wanted people to imagine what it's like to be able to help somebody or that has an inspirational story that you could share with somebody else. And even something that's, you know, Imagine This isn't just going to be something like this. It's going to be different topics, you know, and I want people to realize that, you know, me talking about stories and or things that have happened or, you know, imagining how things could be or how could this happen or how could that happen? Or, you know, it begs the question to why do I think that way? Because I think that spiritual world and the physical world is anything can happen. And So that's why I try to look at life in that way, where anything and everything is possible. I don't try to set rules on myself of I can't do this or I can't do that. You know, anything can happen. But I just wanted to share that story with you. That's probably one of many that's probably going to be coming in the coming months. But this is the first episode that I wanted to do to kind of give you a feel of who I am and what I've done in my life in the spiritual sense of helping people. Always remember to be better than you were yesterday and be genuine. So just rise above the noise. Find yourself. You can do this. I absolutely believe that people that are listening to this, who are going through a tough time or going through any type of struggle, you can and will get through this. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do anything, because you can do anything. So on that note, I want to say thanks for tuning into this little half hour episode. I usually do an hour, but you know, half hours or so are good. They're short, good short stories. But if you believe in yourself enough to want to walk through that door of addiction, or walk through that door of sobriety, or walk through that door of abuse, or, you know, or whatnot, you're not going to be alone in doing that. You're going to have somebody that's going to help you. And I believe that. It's a stepping stone, as my mother would say. They're just stepping stones to where you need to be. And I truly believe that. And I've walked a lot. I walked a lot on a lot of different stones. And I've stumbled quite a bit too. But I don't regret my life or the choices. Those are choices that I've made, and I've had to live with either A, the consequences, or the ramifications of it, or whatever. But those are all learnable moments. And I taught myself what not to do, or what not to want. I am who I am. I am where I need to be, because I struggle and I call every day. But I continue to grow every day, because in my mind, I have to be as genuine as possible. And you can be as genuine as possible as well. You just need to believe in yourself. There's a genuine, authentic person in you right now that will come out. And you will be surprised at yourself. Find that genuine person in you. It's in you. I know it is. Just got to find it. And then start taking the steps to make sure that you can get better. And be better than you were the day before. Remember that. Always strive to be better than you were the day before. On that note, I want to thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Jay with Imagine This.